You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Bilam. Bamidbar chapter 22, verses 1 through 19. Bilam, prophet of the nations. And the children of Israel journeyed, and pitched in the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, at Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people, because they were many, and Moab was overcome with dread because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, Now will this multitude lick up all that is round about us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moab at that time. And he sent messengers unto Bilam, the son of Beor, to Petor, which is by the river, to the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out of from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee. Curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand, and they came unto Bilam, and spoke unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, Lodge here this night, and I will bring you back word, as the Lord may speak unto me. And the princes of Moab abode with Bilam. And God came unto Bilam, and said, What men are these with you? And Bilam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, Behold, the people that is come out of Egypt, it covers the face of the earth. Now come curse me them, perhaps I shall be able to fight against them, and shall drive them out. And God said unto Bilam, You shall not go with them, you shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Bilam rose up in the morning, and said unto the princes of Balak, Get you into your land, for the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak, and said, Bilam refuses to come with us. And Balak sent yet again princes more, and more honorable than they. And they came to Bilam, and said to him, Thus says Balak the son of Zippor, Let nothing, I pray you, hinder you from coming unto me, for I will promote you unto a very great honor, and whatsoever you say unto me I will do. Come therefore, I pray you, curse me this people. And Bilam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his